Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. Welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 2 and verses 4 through 7. And the scriptures read as follows. But now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendant from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons and daughters from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. The word of the Lord is blessed. Let us pray. Holy Father, we enter your presence this morning in the name of Jesus. We're grateful today that you called us by our names, and we are here to declare that you are the giver and the sustainer of our lives. It could have been another way this morning, but in your mercy, Lord, you touched us and you smiled on us. So we give you glory, God, because your purpose is in us and you have great plans for us today. We're thankful that we are called by your great name and you have redeemed us into your family through the blood covenant that we have through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Holy Father, for the truth of your word and for every promise that you have made to us. So we stand on your promises today, and we worship now with expectation to see your favor as we live, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We rejoice, Lord, because your word is true. We rejoice because your favor is greater than our problems. We rejoice because there are miracles unfolding in our lives right now. We rejoice, God, because the scripture declares that we are created for your glory, and you formed us and made us for your great purpose. Holy Father, be glorified in us today and help us to live in a way to make your name great in the sight of those who witness our character and our good works. So we repent now for our sins and the secret proclivities that stand in the way of your glory. And we surrender in your presence and we praise you in the beauty of holiness. Lord, we ask even now that you release your anointing. Let your healing stream flow down. Heal our minds. Heal our bodies, heal our broken relationships so you can be glorified. Release an anointing, Lord, that will heal the brokenhearted and restore the place of the breach, the place where the violation and satanic influence cause harm in the lives of your redeemed. I pray total and final deliverance now in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, break every demonic influence, turn back the demonic assignment that is set for our demise, and sever every demonic soul tie in the name of Jesus. We declare that it is so, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God, we thank you that the saints who are passing through trials of deep water will not drown, because you have sent help from your sanctuary and strength from heaven. We thank you for the assurance of your word, that those who are going through fiery trials will not burn, because you are our protector and our keeper, Lord. Just as you kept the Hebrew boys in the fire while the guards died, we praise you that our enemies shall see us rejoice in your presence as you deliver us from every trouble. God, we praise you right now for your divine covering and a way of escape for the saints in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are awesome in this place and you reign in all your glory. You're holy, God, and you're worthy of our praise. God, your way is perfect. Your word is proven. You are a shield to all who trust you. We know your name, Lord, and we trust you because you have not forsaken those who seek you. We seek your face this morning, and we stand in your grace, and we declare that we belong to you. And in obedience to your word, God, we lean not to our own understanding today, but we acknowledge you in all our ways, and we trust you to direct our paths. We praise you, Lord, for changing our hearts and changing the hearts of someone who is ready to quit on a God assignment. We praise you for turning the heart of parents who are frustrated and ready to give up on their assignment. We thank you for giving strength to pastors and leaders who are ready to walk away Father, from a godly calling because of the strain and the stress of the assignment. But God, we thank you that your grace is sufficient this morning. God, I thank you even right now that you're strengthening your people, strengthening our pastors and leaders so that they would press on, God, to do the great work against every opposition. We thank you for turning hearts and restoring marriages where couples are ready to give up. We thank you for giving strength and wisdom to students so they can prepare and take final exams. Lord, you see all things, and we thank you for meeting the needs and the unspoken requests of everyone on the prayer line and those who need miracles right now in the name of Jesus. God, have mercy on us and pour out your blessings. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territories. Keep us from evil and quicken us in the spirit so we will not cause harm to others. We thank you, God, for turning the hearts of our enemies to favor us and to turn from their wicked ways. Lord, we give you glory in this great day that you have made, and we enter your courts with praise. We praise you because you are the only wise God, our Savior. We give you glory because you have won the victory and you're worthy of our praise. The battle today is not ours, but it belongs to you, Lord. So we take our hands off it as you fight for us, as you, God, defend us, as you go before us as a consuming fire, no matter what the situation in our homes, in the world. God, thank you for the victory this morning. So we stand still wherever we are assembled, and we wait in faith to see your salvation in our lives. We declare your glory, even as the heavens declare your glory this morning. We bless your name with all that is within us, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. We shout unto you, God, with a voice of triumph, because we praise you for the great things that you are doing for us. Great are the works of your hands, God, and your mercies, they're new every morning. And we receive right now every new mercy that you have released to us, even the things that our conscious mind may not pick up. We say thank you right now for the seen and the unseen, because you are an incredible God doing an incredible thing for an incredible people who are called by your name. We give you glory and we thank you. We thank you for grace sufficient for us to successfully complete our assignments today. We are grateful that your compassion does not fail. So we reverence your presence and we say welcome. Have your way in our lives. We ask that you move even now and have your way in this atmosphere of faith by your spirit. We need you, God. Save now, we pray, oh Lord, we pray, send now prosperity. You are our God and we will praise you. You are our God and we exalt you. We declare that your presence is here to heal, to restore, to bless, to lift the heavy burdens, and to destroy yokes by the power of your anointing. So in this sacred moment, we ask that you make our praise in our hearts your dwelling place, purify us in your presence, and make us over again. Touch our hearts, change us, Lord, and make us better for your glory. We give ourselves to you, and we trust you, Lord, to order our steps so we will not miss what you have preordained for us. We take authority in this prayer, and we trust you with our lives. We stand unified against every hindering thought that attempts to interfere with the power and authority of your prayer. We thank you that even in the spirit realm right now, God, there's a pushback as we pierce into the heavens, God, to offer up this prayer that you're receiving and, God, that you're bringing to pass even right now. We take every negative thought captive until it lines up with the truth of your word. And we cast down every imagination and every thought of doubt, lack, insecurity, stress, and fear. We trust you, God, because you are our shepherd. And you made us for your glory. You crafted us for success. You made us for your good pleasure. Lord, we live and worship you, and we live with a spirit of expectation. We trust you, and we expect to see the move of your hand in our lives. We expect victory and not defeat. We expect to receive every good and perfect gift from your hands, God. We expect to see your goodness as we live by faith. We expect to receive help from heaven when we call in your great name. We expect to see walls fall and obstacles removed by faith at the leading of the Holy Spirit. We expect to see every giant fall. We expect to see the heart of kings and leaders and those who oppose us turn as you execute your will in the earth, Lord. We expect to see our mountains move into the sea because we speak grace, grace to the mountains this morning. We expect that our destiny partners and covenant partners will help us and treat us as children of the Most High God. So we pray fervently And we war in the spirit this morning with superior weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in you, God, to the pulling down of strongholds. And we claim victory in every benefit of our covenant with you in Jesus' name. We receive your joy as we pray, and we claim everything that you assigned to us when you ordained us and wrote the glorious story of our lives from the end to the beginning. Even if we have stumbled and faltered along the way, we thank you for divine cleansing and another chance to glorify you by our good works. We declare the blood of Christ covers us this morning, and we are cleansed from all unrighteousness. We thank you for the blood covering that protects us from every scheme and every assignment of the enemy. So we speak to the atmosphere as your angels move on our behalf, and at the sound of your voice, we speak health and purpose over our lives, and we thank you, God, for satisfying us with long life. We speak increase and abundance over our lives because your word declares that you delight in the prosperity of your servants. We speak safety, opportunity, and peace over our children because they are precious in your sight, and Lord, they belong to you. We speak love, wisdom, and forgiveness over our minds because we are free from every cord of wickedness that once had us bound. We declare total deliverance from addiction, secret sins, and besetting sins. Lord, we are grateful that we have the power of the Holy Spirit down in our sanctified souls, and we give you praise. We cry out to you, God, and we ask that your kingdom come and that your will be done as you destroy the works of the enemy. We pray against the lawless spirit of the Antichrist this morning that is already at work in the earth to steal, to kill, and to deceive, and to destroy. And we claim the abundant life of Christ Jesus according to John 10:10. Lord, we fight the good fight of faith according to your word, and we believe to see the fruit of our faith because we trust you. You are our God, and whatever you speak from your mouth will not return to you void. So we thank you for blessing us and for speaking favorably over us. And we are grateful that the words of life and victory that you have spoken shall come to pass. They shall come to pass at the right time. As we enter this new day, we call on your name, Jesus, because there's power in your name. Your word declares there's salvation in no one else. For there's no name other than your name given under heaven among men by which we must be saved. So we thank you for the gift of salvation and for your eternal presence because we trust you. We thank you, Jesus, for interceding for us this very moment at the right hand of God because we have placed our faith and trust in you and your salvific power. Lord, we commit every plan, every desire, every vision, every dream, every relationship, every decision, and all our hopes into your hands because we trust you. We ask that you order our steps and cause us not to be ashamed. Lord, we ask that you prove our doubters and haters to be wrong as we go forward in confidence, knowing that you are for us. Lord, you have commanded doors to open and promotions to be released to us in the name of Jesus. We praise you for showing yourself mighty in our lives and for making a way for us because we trust you. We are grateful that you are not limited by our resources, but you supply our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they who dwell therein. You own everything, Lord, and we trust you to supply what we need as we act in faith and obey your word. Now, as we depart from the prayer line, but never from your holy presence, we thank you that your word declares whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Lord, we believe you for our petition this morning in the name of Jesus, and we decree that it is so in Jesus' name. We pray for our spiritual and secular leaders, police officers, public servants, our military, citizens of this nation and citizens around the world. We pray, God, that you bless them and turn our hearts toward you. We pray that you cancel the assignment of the murder spirit, and we thank you for the blood covering and your holy angels that protect us. God, we just give you glory this morning because you are our shield and the horn of our salvation. Thank you for settling us in the spirit and for granting this prayer in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, and we give you glory in Jesus' name, amen. Saints, thank you for joining us on Healing H2O's Morning Dew Prayer Line. And as a final word, I encourage you to trust God and to believe in his timing and in his plans for your life. You shall receive the blessings of the Lord and righteousness from the God of our salvation. God bless you, saints. Go in peace. Have a wonderful day. Walk by faith and not by sight.